Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Kyle.
And I'm Dominique.
And we are Love Variants. Of course, she's going to do something different than me because this is what we do. That's the variant in our love. But yes, you know, this is episode 4. We are clearly wonderful and having an amazing time to have you. We are blessed and honored to have you in our presence, whether it is just by the sound of our voice or, you know, you may be listening with other friends and family. We appreciate you. Yes, this is episode 4. Excuse me. And we are talking about the dash in between. As many of you all know that the dash in between is actually a poem, and it is talking about death, and it's the dash in between your date of birth and the date of death. And so they're talking about how your life was in between, so the dash. And so today we're going to really dive into that as well. But come to me to the throne of grace. As we always do, please bow and, you know, lift your hearts and souls to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just come thanking you today to be honored and blessed to be in your presence, highly favored, and understand that favor ain't fair when it comes to you all. We are just thankful for the opportunity to continue to be greater than we were the day before. We ask that the message does reach everybody that it should, and those that may not even think that they need to be reached. We ask that you allow them to have these words fill their mind, their body, and their spirit, and just have it consume them with a greater feeling of that they are not alone, and any obstacle that is in front of them, they can overcome. We just continue to ask you to keep watch over us and bless us, lead, guide, and protect us as only that you can. In your name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I don't think she liked my prayer as much as she did the other episode because she didn't say nothing this time, but it's okay. It's okay. It's all right.
No, your prayers are getting better and better.
Oh, yes.
They are. I'm proud.
No matter what I feel. No matter what I see or how I feel, I got you. I got it. As long as I'm breathing.
Oh, yes, I'm breathing.
Oh, yes, I'm breathing.
I'll bless the Lord.
I'll bless the Lord. Yes. So, yes, the dash in between. Today, we are really going to sit and dive into the fact of our dash, right? And our dash is... it's a really big dash, right? Because I tried to court you 12, 13, 15, 17, 895 days ago. Wow. No one knows, really, right? But we met each other at a family reunion. That it wasn't our family union. Let's make that clear. You know, we're
sort
not.
Sort of kind of mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
My brother and my father and myself were DJing and taking pictures for their family reunion. And my brother has a 20-minute workout that he does with the Detroit Hustle. And his famous words in that song are, faster. And he kept on, you know, going. And when I saw her, I was like, you know, you can't do this.
No, this
she
was
had
before,
on heels.
This is before it started, though.
Really?
So you guys were trying to get people to do it.
Okay.
You guys knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And so, you know, our family, we love to line dance. It's like one of our biggest things, especially Chrissy. Chrissy loves to line dance. Chrissy, I think, is the queen of line dances, actually. I know she's going to laugh when she hears this.
Mm.
But you guys were recruiting people to come and do the dance, the line dance. And so when you got to me, you kind of like sized me up a bit because I had heels on. And you're like, oh, you can't do this. I'm looking at you like, do you know who I am?
I didn't know.
Obviously, if you had to question me about my heels and what I could do, if you knew what you knew, how you knew it.
Come on.
You know that my heels is life. I can do anything in my heels.
Yes. She had the Philippians 4:13 heels on. That's what she had.
Get on my nerves.
Listen. I know a little bit of my Bible. I know a little bit.
Come through. That's better than nothing.
Right. But you know, so how have you grown?
No, let's continue. Before you go out there, let's continue to say how I killed this 20-minute line dance.
She did kill the 20-minute line dance, right? She kept up with me the entire time. Every little step I take, she was there. You know what I mean? And that's okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad we had legitimately fell in love that first day. We line danced and then we talked the entire time. Mm-hmm. It was crazy because when we weren't talking, we were talking to each other's family members and really didn't know that we were talking to each other's family members. But I remember sitting there talking to your mom for about an hour. Mm. And I don't remember any of the conversation. I just remember that we sat there and we talked. No, had no clue. And
your dad spoke to me.
Yeah, you know.
And told me I need to be with you. He was like, you need to be with my son.
That's my dad.
You need to get his number. And I'm looking at him like, sir.
Listen, you know.
Sir, if he wants my number, he will ask for my number.
He was the return of the Mac. You know what I'm saying? So that's an inside joke for everybody that don't know. But yeah, you know, we talked and, you know, it didn't go as either one of us wanted to because at that moment in time, I was tied up.
And you waited till the end of the night to tell me that before you asked for my number to tell me you had a girlfriend.
I had to get the number, though. And I got the number.
Only because your dad told me to give it to you.
And
that's the only way you got it.
We became really close. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? We were great friends. And we fell out once. And then we got back. And, you know, we ain't going to really talk about why we fell out. It is what it is.
It wasn't either one of our faults.
No matter what. So,
but what you see, how you feel.
As long as I'm breathing, yes. But, you know, we continued to have our friendship. And then we were able to get our friendship back. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the greatest thing about our love, our relationship, is everything, is that it's always based on our friendship. And I know we've had conversations that we were scared to take the next step because we didn't want to mess up the friendship.
Absolutely.
Because it's our most important feature for each other, mm-hmm. Is that our friendship. But I think that, you know, we continue to grow and be friends. So I then ask you, how have you grown since the first time I talked to you till now?
Oh, wow. That's such a deep question.
Mm-hmm.
Since meeting you to where we are now, or even where I am now,
mm-hmm.
yo, like, I don't even recognize that girl.
Mm.
And I can say girl, I was in my early 20s when I met you.
Oh man.
I'm in my early 30s. I'm 31.
Ooh, Lord.
I think I met you at 22 or 23.
So I was 27, 28
mm-hmm.
then. You know, I don't know. I didn't know nothing about your age or nothing. I just knew
no,
you was fine.
No, we did. We know. We.
I just knew you was fine. And I was like,
that's
ooh,
terrible. We didn't ask no ages. Maybe we did ask. I know for mm-hmm. me, I always ask age. Mm-hmm. I always ask age just for comfort.
I know you was fine like a ticket on the dash, though. You
boy,
know,
if you don't know me, I'll go ahead and
bring
like
that out. Bring
dash,
that out. Yes.
Though. But. Looking or even trying to remember that girl, it's very blurry. That was a very different time in my life. Mm-hmm. I was out here
mm-hmm.
for real. No real stability, trying to figure it out. I was still, for me, a new mom. I think Zay was maybe, if I say I was 23 or 24, he was maybe 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So I was still trying to figure that out, you know, being a new parent with a new child, you never learn everything.
Right.
Even now with him now being 12, I'm still learning things. He's still teaching me something often. Mm-hmm. But that girl then to who I am now, that's crazy. I want to say that was before Emily's.
It was.
That was before Mealy's when I met you.
It was. Because I know for a fact Mealy's was 7/7/14.
Mm-hmm.
So we
and
had
I started
to meet
Mealy's in 2013.
Oh yeah. So yeah.
That was before I met you before Mealy's. So you've been around for a while.
I've been around
like,
for a while.
People don't know you did my tickets for
right,
Mealy's.
Right, right,
you did
right,
my
right.
Tickets for the show.
Right.
And I remember when you did my tickets, I was dating someone. And you were too.
Yeah, I think so.
But we were still really, really good friends.
Yeah. I don't know who I was dating at the time, but hey.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Past life, you know.
But the growth, the maturity, the understanding, the being able to point out where I went wrong,
mm-hmm.
or am able to admit the mistakes I made. Do I regret things? I try not to, because mm-hmm. I feel like if you live in regret, you really can't grow, because mm-hmm. you're still stuck
mm-hmm.
in that regret. I don't ever want to be stuck in any regret. If right. anything, I want to learn from the mistake or learn from the wrong turn and grow from it and become better from it and be able to minister. What's wrong with me today?
I don't know.
Minister to someone who may be in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Like I always say, you don't go through things for yourself.
Right.
You go through things to help somebody else.
Okay.
And a lot of things I went through, I have definitely helped others from just my stories.
Mm.
But, yeah, that girl is blurry. That girl was scared. She was timid. She said yes to everything because she didn't want to let anyone down.
Mm.
She didn't know how to say no. And she didn't take herself seriously. And she really didn't love herself either.
Mm.
That it was a very scary. Now when I think about it, I could have been in a whole different position. But what I love about them double men twins, Grace and Mercy,
mm-hmm.
that kept me and got covering me in that hedge of protection that was very much so present to now I can look at me and be proud of who I am.
Yeah,
I don't feel accomplished all the way. I don't feel like anybody does. You still want more for yourself. But from then to now, it was huge.
That's good. So. I know for myself, it's been, oof, man, that is such a time that, you know, it's good memories and both bad. You know what I mean? Obviously, I was able to kick it with two of my favorite people mm-hmm. that night. And the really only time that I got to see, you know, somebody happy in that moment
mm-hmm.
was watching them DJ or watching them. You know what I'm saying? That mm-hmm. was the happy moment. So for me, it allowed me to be happy and enjoy the moment. It mm-hmm. is like... it was like my release at that moment in time, because, you know, for those 5-6 hours, man, it's a party
mm-hmm.
and, you know, no matter what, we gonna have a good time. But the reality of that situation wasn't always the easiest for me. The things I was going through and, you know, the way I was feeling and how, you know, a lot of that time I didn't know if I wanted to wake up the next day. You know, those were those times. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, being able to talk to you about stuff. And, you know, I told you secrets from jump. Like, I knew you were great. And, you know, just thinking about where I was financially, you know, what I was doing, what I was trying to do. I had just recently started my business. Because
mm-hmm.
I didn't start my business until 2012. So I might have just started the business.
When we met.
And, you know, you were a big, you know, supporter from jump. I mean, but now, you know, you look back at it and you're just like, yo, I was just such a... It was just so young. So young. So, you know.
What is the difference that you see in yourself now that you didn't see then?
A better drive.
Hmm.
A better drive to be great.
Okay.
Because of certain situations and things, you know, my drive had left.
Hmm.
You know, I was real depressed back then. Now I'm happy, you know. I'm inviting, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Even if you take our house that we're in right now, you know what I mean? To allow somebody to come in and paint and you to change everything that's in the house is very big for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because that means you then have to give up some of yourself to allow the other person to come in and make themselves whole. I mean, 6 months ago, my house didn't look like this. 3 months ago, my house didn't look like this. So, you know, it's just, I sometimes sit in the living room and just look. Because it doesn't look anything like it did 6 months ago, 3 months ago. You know what I mean? So, what about you?
You know, sprinkled
a little bit of love here and there.
You know.
What about you?
Which part?
The same question you just asked me.
What do I see a difference?
Yes.
My confidence. The confidence was there, but it wasn't as strong as it is today. Like I would drive off of the compliments from others in a way. But then I realized getting compliments from others means absolutely nothing if you don't believe it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a hard lesson that I had to learn. Because I always heard since a young girl, oh, you're so pretty, you're so this, you're so that. And of course, the polite thing to say is thank you, mm-hmm. of course. But when I looked in the mirror, I didn't see what others saw. I was like, what are they looking at? Like, are we literally looking at the same person?
Yes, we are.
But it wasn't until the day I looked at myself and I was like, you're not that bad. You actually are pretty fly, you know? And I literally sat there and talked to myself in the mirror like, get it together. Lift your head up. Pull it together. And that was after the biggest heartbreak I had ever had. I've had relationships before, but this one before me getting married, before meeting my ex-husband, I just knew that dude was it. Like, I just knew he was the one I was supposed to be with, right? And so when we broke up, it was a really, really, really bad breakup. Like, it jacked me up for a few weeks. Like, I would just sit in the room in the dark. Like, it was really, really depressing. And how it happened, it was very dramatic and very big. But after that, I had to realize who I was, whose I was, and that I was worth more than what I was receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to realize that if I want better, I have to treat me better. And what a lot of people don't realize is you want so much from another person, but are you able to give yourself what you're requesting?
Mm.
If you can't provide yourself with what you're requesting, you can't request that. It's out of your league.
I think to piggyback off of that real quick, I think it's also the same way in giving that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of times you can give so much mm-hmm. of yourself that you then don't know how to give to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then you're sitting there and you're drained and you're like, yo, mm-hmm. man, why do I feel like this? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Why do I do this? And that comes with also trying to make up not only for lost time, but for previous relationships.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not even necessarily yours. It might be your spouse's.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes you feel like you have to be everything that they've never had.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then when you do that, you're like, oh, okay, well, you know, I know I got this plan to do this, this, and this, but I got to make sure that this is done. This is done. This is done. This is done. And I mean, that's good. That's mm-hmm. good. That's good. That's good.
Like, we can use an example. Like, I can't request for you to give me all this time, you know, if I'm not giving you just as much time as I'm requesting. Right. It's the little things. Or I can't be mad if you don't come get my plate when I'm done eating, if I don't even make your plate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it goes hand in hand, and I don't think people right. really, really understand that.
Also, you don't have to give me as much food. Let's get that straight, right, babe? Like, listen, she feeds me, and she feeds me like I have been out slaving
You have.
For 3 days straight and I haven't eaten. I mean, I have mounds of food when she, I'm like, babe, I'm not. I'm sorry. Okay.
I just want to make sure you're, full.
I am.
You know,
and satisfied. I love your cooking. Thank you. I love your cooking. Let's get that straight. Stuffed shells yesterday were phenomenal.
Thank you.
What is one thing that your older self could tell your newer self?
My older self, what do you mean?
Yes. Yourself from the past.
Okay, so you ain't say it like that.
Now, your okay. older self.
So what can your older, my older self tell my younger self?
No. I'm the self that was 8, 9 years ago, uh-huh. right? What can that person tell you now?
Oh, okay. Because the way you said it was
weird.
I know. Okay.
I know.
So what could my... Let's see. I'll say 21 since I'm 31 now. What could my 21-year-old self tell my 31-year-old self?
Yes, because everybody always has the, what can your 31-year-old self tell your 21? That's fine. But what are you learning from them now?
What did I learn from... Okay, because you're confused me.
Maybe oh my switching gosh, it up. Babe.
All right, so we're just going to say this. What can my 21-year-old self tell yes. my 31-year-old self?
Yes.
My 21-year-old self would say focus. My 21-year-old self would say trust lightly. My 21-year-old self would say leave them and him alone. And my 21-year-old self would say, my 21-year-old self would say, trust the process. Trust the process. Leave him and them alone. Trust lightly. And focus.
Okay.
What would you tell your...
What would
24-year-old
my
self.
24-year-old self say to my 34-year-old self?
That's almost 35.
It would tell me to watch A Different World. And act out a certain scene.
No, because that wouldn't have happened if I was able to talk to
True, but it didn't. And neither did that. But I would probably tell myself to get yourself together.
Mm-hmm. Pull it together.
Stop always trying to satisfy everyone around you. Mm-hmm. No one knows what you're going through. Mm-hmm. No one can relate. So simply get yourself together and then move. Yeah, I think that would be the biggest thing, because I think everything else would then fall in line.
You know what else I would say for you?
Yes.
Trust God.
Yeah.
Trust God.
That's big.
And that's a big thing on its own.
That's big.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see? Have you, since we've gotten together, right? Mm-hmm. So our dash from then until now. How have I helped you grow?
I was a person who held on to grudges. It was, because it's no longer there, thank the Lord of deliverance. It took me a long time to forgive people when they wronged me. Or people that I was close to and they hurt me any kind of way, shape, or form. I can hold on to a grudge for years
mm-hmm.
and forget why I was even mad.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be so petty and I'm like, okay, Dominique, like, all right. But when that becomes a habit, it's hard to break it.
Right.
You taught me, first of all, like I knew the scripture, don't let the sun go down on your wrath, but I wasn't practicing it. And so you taught me how to, it's okay to be upset. It's okay to, not agree or, have disagreements, but but you don't hold on to that stuff. You don't let those things fester because they grow into other things that can potentially ruin a friendship, a relationship, or any ship. It can ruin it. So you tell me how to forgive and let things go, even when I don't want to. You know, I'm very stubborn at times. Yes. We both are. Yep.
Don't stop. Just keep talking. We stubborn. We
both are. And so when it came to that department, mm-hmm. that wasn't my strong department, but it was your strong department.
Yes. We got and,
to
move.
Right. And so that's one of the things you taught me is how to forgive. Really forgive, not just say, okay, I forgive you, and still holding on to that thing, but literally saying, I forgive you. This is why I feel like this. You made me feel like this. So what can we do to move forward so I won't be back in this place or we won't be back in this place again?
Right.
So, yeah.
I think for you, I think what you have taught me goes hand in hand with what I've taught you. I think you have taught me that it's okay to allow space to happen. Mm. Right? Because I am the, hey, man, no, we checking this right at the door. Nope. It ain't, there's no time for it to fester. Mm. But at sometimes you need it to fester. Mm-hmm. Because at that moment, you can be like, yeah, I was probably stupid. Or, mm-hmm. yeah, that argument was dumb. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whatever it is. Sometimes you got to figure that out on yourself. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, then you're going to turn around and be angry all over again. And mm-hmm. something else stupid. And it just doesn't make any sense. So I think that that's one of the biggest things that you've taught me. You've also taught me tone etiquette.
That we're still working on.
Yeah, we're still working on that. But it's, you know, tone etiquette is not only receiving, but it's also how you give it. You know what I mean? It's both. It's the gift and the curse. So you want to be able to understand what you're saying and then understand how they're receiving it as well. Yes. So
that's very important.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
What do you want from the rest of your dash? Although we know tomorrow is not promised, mm-hmm. right? And so we want to live every day as if it's the last. Mm-hmm. And I know some people may be like, what? But that's a real thing, especially nowadays with the pandemic mm-hmm. and the senseless shootings and killings mm-hmm. and things like that. We never know when our day has arrived. However, we want to make sure that we've touched lives, and that we've covered ourselves, make sure our relationship with Christ is on point, not our relationship with Christ through our pastor or our ministers. No, your own personal relationship with Christ is on point. What do you want from the rest of your dash? Although we rebuke anything of trying to come in, take us out of here before
right.
it's our time.
Right.
We're buying that up right now in the name of Jesus.
My first thing would be marriage. Hmm. I can't wait to marry you. I can't wait to marry you. And all the forms of anything that you can think of about how, you know, I love you and I know you love me. But I also know tomorrow I ain't promised. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's so many people that you would never think are dropping dead or falling dead or getting sick. I mean, my uncle was in the hospital because he think he had a stroke. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I couldn't. That's my mom's baby brother. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I couldn't imagine saying, all right, we're going to go. You know, some people you just don't ever think that they're going to pass away.
Yes.
It's not something that you think about. Right. Correct. And, you know, my uncle is one of those people. Like,
yeah, he too cool for that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what y'all doing? Stop. Get about. And I called him. I was like, yo, man, if you wanted somebody to come spend some time with you, that's all you had to say. You ain't got to do all this numbers. Mess. But yeah, I think marriage, financial stability, and the proper way to lead through Christ. Because I can lead you, you know, I can sell water to a well. It's not going to be a problem. I can talk you into anything, but being able to do it the right way. You know what I'm saying? Being able to sit and put a plan in place and be like, all right, I don't care what you say. We ain't doing that. We about to follow this plan to the T, because this is going to be our long run. You know what I'm saying? Having that,
save the Lord.
Yes, that longevity of full understanding and knowledge through everybody. Mm-hmm. I think that's my biggest thing. I need to marry you. I want to be financially stable. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to lead you in the best way that I know how, through his words and, you know, through his grace and mercy. Those are my things. Everything else falls in play with that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I want to be able to know that the path that God laid out for me, I followed it.
Mm.
I want to be able to be sure that I know that I know that I know that I made God proud in everything I do. Whether that's parenting, being a wife, being on the praise and worship team, even if I have the praise dance again, ministering to people or just loving someone, or even through my nails or my shoes, to know that I touched somebody's life, to know that I did what God called me to do.
Yeah.
And not have to do it, but to do it in excellence.
Right.
And, you know, having the pastor that we have, she does everything in excellence. And doing things in excellence is doing things in God's will.
Right.
And so I want to make sure that I know that I did everything I was supposed to do to put a smile on God's face. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're here for.
Right.
We're here to make God proud. We're here to, yes to his will, yes to his way. I wanted to be able to know that I was a great wife.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 31, all day, every day. I'm up before y'all anyway. Even if it's me going to the bathroom, I'm up. Mm-hmm. It may take me a minute to go back to sleep, but I'm up. Making sure that I'm a leader. And when people look at me, they see Christ, not just see Dominique, but they see, yeah, she's one of his children. And I think sometimes that's a lot of pressure. But I feel like if you keep God first, it'll come naturally. So being a great wife, being a great mom, being a great leader, I don't need any titles. I know people like, oh, I've been called an evangelist. I've been called, I know I have the gift of prophecy, but I don't want any titles. That's me. Titles make me itch, you know? I don't think it's needed for me to do God's will. However, I know it's coming. And I'll just chalk it up when they say it. But yeah,
I'm gonna sit on the front row with my hat. I don't normalize men's hats in church.
Oh, fellas. My goodness. I just want to touch people's heart. Even with just doing nails, seeing people come in maybe discombobulated when they come in, but I'm able to minister to them. By the time they leave, they're a whole new person.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're praying, or I'm praying, and, you know, they trust me enough to pray for them. It's huge.
Yeah.
That makes me feel good. I even feel my little goosebumps coming out, but that's it. That's what I want my dash to be. And to see our children be great. And to know that our prayers not only will cover us, cover them and their children's children's children. I want them to be able to say one day, I know my great-great-grandma prayed for me because I feel those prayers.
Right.
And that's how I feel, honestly, a lot of times. I'm like, I know my great-great-grandma, great-great-great-great-grandma was praying for me because I feel those prayers. It's a different feel. You feel covered.
Mm.
So, yeah.
If you could give advice to your grandchildren, what would you tell them?
Oh, you little cuties.
Oh my gosh.
I would say keep God first. Follow God and let him lead you in every little thing. I don't care if that's I'm even down to the point where, Lord, should I wear this today? Okay, is this what I'm supposed to be wearing today, Lord? Okay, Lord, what's for dinner? Because I don't know. Okay, Lord, that's what we're doing. Okay. Like, literally the smallest things. Keep God first. Always honor him in everything. To my grandsons who will be married, love your wife as Christ loved the church. And we know Christ love, gave us life for it, you know. Be leaders in your home first. Your home is first. But of course, if you follow in Christ, you will know that. That will come easy to you. Man, I don't work, don't eat. Take care of your family. Take care of your wives. Don't let anybody steer you wrong. You know, you are the covering of your home. To my granddaughters, be virtuous women. Keep God first as well. Cover yourselves. When it's time for you to be married, cover your spouse. And just be, fear God. Not in a scary, fearful, but fear God. Know your word for yourself, not for what people tell you. But read the word for yourself. Know the word for yourself. Be confident in your word. And yeah, it all goes back to keep God first. What about you?
I would tell them to listen to their grandmama. No, my biggest thing would be to cherish those around you. Because you never know when their last day will be. At 33, I didn't have any grandparents. I only had one parent. And, you know, I got my brothers and my uncles. But it's different. It's not the same. You know what I mean? And I know I wasn't always the best grandson. I know I wasn't always the best son. So, you know, I feel like I'm catching it sometimes when it comes to, you know, my oldest. But yeah, I would say cherish those who are around you. Because you just don't know. You know, I've been to so many funerals in 34 years of life. I mean, I can't even count. I couldn't even give you an estimate of how many funerals we've been to. But yeah, I think that would be mine. Because after telling them to listen to you, you've told them everything else that we need to know. So the little tidbit that I could possibly give them would be that. That would be it. That would be my go-to. I would tell them to be Browns fans.
Oh my goodness, you're staring them wrong.
I would tell them to be Browns fans. Because if they become Steelers fans.
Oh my Lord.
Then that would be considered a flag on the play.
My Jesus. Wow.
And we don't have those in this household. So. You know, it's my episode to give my food for thought. And so my food for thought would be choose your team wisely. Because you never know who needs to be there for you. That includes NFL teams, everybody. You know. So I think that that's my message. Choose your team wisely because you don't want to have any flags on the play. Speaking of flag on the play, you know, that's, you know, my segue game is just phenomenal. So we're going to continue in segue. That will be episode 5.
Yes.
Flag on the play.
We got a disclaimer for that one, though, because we already recorded that one, y'all. So that one was a family-filled
It's a family
podcast. So
I'm flat.
So what that was, it was random.
Yep.
Our friends were over for the game on yesterday. And I said, hey, y'all, y'all want to do a podcast? They all looked at me like, I don't know, girl. But we did that podcast, so you're going to hear a little bit of a baby in the background.
JoJo, shout out.
Hey, shout out to Auntie Juice Man. You gonna hear kids above us running. Mm-hmm. But the message that is given powerful throughout that podcast is amazing, and I can't wait to share that with y'all. So after this episode, go on, head over to that one, Flag on the Play, and listen to that. Our whole crew, well, not our whole crew, but
no, we missed some folks.
Yeah, we were missing a few folk, but our crew was here, and we just had an amazing time, great fellowship, and you will really, really, really enjoy that episode.
Yeah,
a lot.
I'm with that.
Yeah,
100%. So as always, you know, you can always find us on Instagram and the Twitter.
They're not going to get any Dominique's Doses?
No, you don't do them at the same time. We don't do both.
When did you start doing yours?
Like 2 episodes ago.
No way. I still did my doses. Yes.
Okay, babe, do your doses then.
Wow, you trying to throw my doses out?
No, but like on the other episode, I didn't do the Food for Thought. I gave you your Dominique's Doses for that
when
episode.
When did you start doing Food for Thought?
Maybe you should go back and listen to it.
Maybe, because I still did my doses with your Food for Thought.
Okay, well, do your doses then. Wow, you got you it ready? Just mark babe, it out? Come on. See, you know, see, this is what I'm talking about.
What would you tell yourself 20 minutes ago? Don't let him throw you away.
I mean,
don't let him throw you away.
You missing the I in this. You feel what I'm saying? Okay.
Don't let him throw you
the
away.
The I and the F. If. Come on, sis.
Only thing I was going to say, sis.
Come on, sis, because you said sis. So come on, sis, lady.
That's all I want to say is if you want the rainbow, you got to go through the rain.
I didn't snort it. I listen.
No, listen, I'm playing.
If you want the rainbow, you gotta go through the rain.
You gotta put up with the rain.
What is this, Lucky Charms we following? Yeah. Everything?
No, for real, for real. The biggest adventure you could take is to live the life of your dreams. Mm. And that is Oprah Winfrey. Mm. The biggest adventure you can take is to live the life of your dreams.
Well, ma'am, I hope I'm...
And that was Oprah Winfrey.
I hope I am allowing you to live.
You're gonna live to see it happen. But yes.
All right. Well, like I said, all right, before I was so rude. No, I'm just playing. Like I said before, you can catch us on the Instagram and the Twitter, as the old people would say. We are at Love Variants.
LoveVariants.
Yes. And that's for both of us. We also have lovevariants@gmail.com. We haven't gotten any comments or anything. So, no, you know.
I feel like y'all don't like our stuff.
Sooner or later, we're just going to start emailing other folk, random people, and saying, hey, what did you think? But yeah, you know, we're getting up there. Our episodes is, you know, we almost to 100 plays.
Shout out to our listeners. We love y'all so much. Thank you so much.
We do.
Listening, taking the time out, even if it's just 10, 15 minutes of your time, we definitely appreciate it.
Listen, man, my mother-in-law has listened to every episode 3 or 4 times. And I love it. She pulls up in the morning picking up little people listening to it. I'm like, here we go. We going, that's another play. But yeah, we're trying to get to 100. So please like, share, subscribe, comment.
Send it to your friends.
Whatever. Do what you got to do. It's just not for couples. It's for single people.
Yes.
It's for people thinking about getting into relationships, just getting engaged, out.
Married.
Yeah, we talking everything. Everything. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all do what y'all do. Like, share, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And as always, we will see you next week.
And may his favor be upon you for 1,000 generations, and your family and your children be blessed.
Yeah, see, I can't say nothing after that. Except for peace.
Peace out.
Bye-bye.